to the Kids in 5, 6, 7th podcast.
Welcome back to the Village Kids in 5, 6 Advent podcast. I have a pair of siblings here today with me who are going to help us explore a little bit more about the gifts that the Lord is giving us. And even more than that, like, who is this gift giver as we're entering into Christmas season and we're looking around at the gifts that we're giving and the presents we're receiving? We get to focus on the greatest gift giver of all times. So we're pretty excited about that. Before we jump into our content, I'm going to let my guests introduce themselves. So can you go ahead and give me your first name and your grade?
Hi, my name is Micah and I'm in third grade.
Okay. And what is your name?
Hi, my name is Violet and I'm in first grade.
All right. So we have Micah and Violet and they are helping us understand the topic of what are the gifts that we need for today. And so before we dig in, I'm just going to open us in prayer. God, I pray that you would help us to see that all good gifts come from you. Will you please teach us that you are the person who gives us everything that we need? Pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right. So I have a couple questions for you guys. What are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
I'm getting presents.
Oh, so exciting. I'm going to Grandma's house. And Micah, tell me a little bit, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
Playing with my cousins.
Ooh, that does sound like fun. Cousins are like the best to play with, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree. Micah, what is the favorite gift that you've received?
A Nerf gun.
A Nerf gun? That sounds pretty fun. And Violet, what is one of your favorite presents that you've received?
I have a mermaid that I have at home, and my brother got it for me.
See, brothers can give great gifts, can't they? And what is a favorite gift that you've given someone? Violet, what's your favorite gift that you've given someone?
Pictures from Noah, from Mom.
Like, so for your mom, you gave her pictures to hang on the wall? Ooh, yeah, that sounds pretty fun. Micah, what's a favorite gift that you've given someone?
I gave my dad this guacamole maker.
A guacamole maker?
Uh-huh.
Oh, does he make some good guacamole?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and it made it even better?
Smash it?
Oh, I like it. Okay, if you guys could each have this amazing power to give everyone in the whole world one gift, Micah, what would you give everyone in the whole world?
God.
Oh, I like that. So you'd be like, here, you get to know him, right? And Violet, what about you? What would you give everyone in the whole world?
Food.
Food? Yeah. Is there a food that you really like that you'd want them to have?
No.
No? Not a particular food? Just kind of like the concept of food? Okay. All right. So we're going to think about this. Okay, I want you guys to close your eyes for a second. Think about tomorrow. What are all the things that you will need for everything that tomorrow might involve? Let me hear you say, what are some of the things that you need for tomorrow? Violet, what do you think?
Food, glasses, mm-hmm. and backpacks for school.
For sure. Now, do you wear glasses?
No.
No? You're like thinking about the people who do though, right?
Yeah.
If they don't have glasses, that's going to be a problem. All right, Micah, what do you think? What are the things that if you had to make a long list of all the things you need for tomorrow, what would you say?
Clothes, socks, and shoes, the Bible, our house, beds, groceries, oxygen, desks, pencils, rulers, computers, safety, a teacher, water, bees to make honey.
I like that. I like the oxygen and the bees. Those are my two favorite things on your list. And so God's Christmas gift, it meets our needs. We can think about all the things that we need. And sometimes we're like, you know what I need the most in a day? Forgiveness for my sin. Because do you guys sin every day?
Yes.
Yep. All together. We just answered it all together. We all sin every day, right? But God's need-meeting gift giving doesn't stop there. We're going to focus today on one line from Jesus' family prayer that we looked at last time.
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven gave us today our daily bread.
Excellent job. And so we see that in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 11. And he's like, this is what you need to pray. Give us our daily bread. So what food is mentioned there in that verse, Violet? What food did he just talk about?
Daily bread.
And what do we need to eat bread or any other food for? Why do we eat this food every day, Violet?
Because we would die if we didn't have food.
Right. That's like the way our bodies are designed, right? You're like, they need nourishment. They need all these vitamins and minerals. And daily bread here is a picture summing up that our daily needs, everything we need to live and everything we need to love God and others, He's ready to provide for us. When we ask God to give us everything we need, Micah, what truths are we showing that we believe about God?
He can do all things.
Exactly. And what are we showing we believe about ourselves?
We can't do anything by ourselves.
That's exactly right. That we depend on Him, right? Like, we need Him to be able to provide those things. We pray because we know our Heavenly Father is the one who gives us everything we need and that He cares about us for what we need. Micah, help us understand which two words in verse 11 tell me that I shouldn't just ask God about myself and my own needs. Who am I asking?
Our Father.
Exactly, right? I'm not like, oh, dear myself, give me my needs. You're like, no, that's not who I'm praying to, right? You're like, no, our Father, that it's he like looks at us and he's like, He loves you like your dad loves you and even more perfect, right? He's like, He wants to give you what you need. How often are we retold to make this request? What do you think, Violet? How often are we supposed to make this request?
Daily bread.
Yeah. Daily, right? And so you don't just make this one time on a Monday and then for the rest of your life, you just stop asking for it, right? He's like, no, every day you need to be coming to me and asking for what I need in this. And if we don't ask God every day to give us what we need for that day, what are we showing that we believe about ourselves?
That we can't do it.
Yeah. Or I think if we didn't ask God, we might be showing Him that, like, I can do this on my own, right? But when we're living in dependence and we're asking something from Him every day, we are saying that I can't do this on my own. I'm going to need Him to help me. Because God hasn't just met our biggest need. Every day, in every way, He's meeting our every need. And so we take up this invitation to ask Him for what He thinks that we need. And as we trust our Father, who knows what each day will bring, He knows exactly what gifts we need for today. So let's think through these things. If you pray this prayer to our Father and He doesn't give you what the thing that you thought you needed, why might that be?
You didn't really need it.
Yeah, because maybe you didn't really need it. And if what He gives you in answer to that prayer isn't exactly what you asked for, how do you think that you should react?
That's okay.
Right? Kind of like with open hands, right? And an open heart, you're like, okay, obviously you think I need something different, right? And I want to be willing and open to be able to see that. I want to be able to see that we get what we actually need. So, Micah, would you be able to close us in prayer today as we just wrap up, as we've looked at how we can ask for these things, who we're asking, what we're asking for? Will you just pray for us to end our time today?
Gift giving, need meeting, Father, thank you that You care about our needs. Thank you that You are powerful to meet our needs. Please remind us every day to pray about what we think we and other people need. And please teach us to trust that You will give us what You know we need. Amen.
Amen. All right. Can you guys wish all of our listeners today a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you, Micah and Violet, for being with us today on the podcast and for helping us think through these things. We hope everyone will join us again tomorrow and we'll continue just to work through the God of Amazing Gifts.